This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We do have the Giant game tonight. And, you know, I mean, I guess I can give my pick here. We don't really have a pick segment. No Marco, no Fliegelman. Jack on the other side doing a great job, but he's not part of the crew here that, by the way, 4-1 week last week. But we'll get all this tomorrow when I brag to Fliegelman about my excellent week last week and how I'm out front at the beginning of this year in picks. But I'll give you the pick in a little bit, but let's just talk about the one thing that for sure the Giants have to do. Now, if you look back at the Washington game, right, and they had that stat that's crazy, right, where they were the first team in NFL history to score 3 touchdowns and allow 0 and lose the football game. And you talk about all the different things they have to win. Oh, they have to win the turnover battle. They have to win the time of possession battle. They have to win the... I never thought I'd have to focus on they have to win the touchdown battle. Like, I thought that went without... I thought if you won the touchdown battle, you really didn't have to worry about any of these other battles. But the battle I'm looking for, I just mentioned. I gave it away. I think it's time of possession. I think that can be directly... When you look at the box score at the end of this game, if the Giants had a very big advantage in time of possession, I think that's what they're going to need to win this game. Because you look at what the Cowboys have played here, they have not been able to stop the run. They don't run the football very well, and they don't stop the run very well. And, you know, as long as they're not fumbling, this Giant offensive line, who to me has proved they could pass block a little bit, I think Brian Daboll this week has got to figure out a way to kind of come up with a run blocking system or come up with a running game plan to make sure they can attack this Cowboys team on the ground and run the football and hold on to it and keep Dak off the field. Because my biggest fear of this game is that Dak is going to go crazy. The Cowboys are 1-2. The Cowboys just got embarrassed. The Cowboys haven't lost a home game prior to 2 weeks ago in 2 years. And now they're coming off 2 embarrassing losses to the Saints and to the Ravens. And the second half of that game, Dak nearly brought them back. And he's walking into a building here with the New York Giants and MetLife Stadium that he is extremely comfortable in and has dominated, and a team that he has owned for years. And you are looking at a team right now that is without Adoree Jackson and without Drew Phillips. And I don't know if you can blitz Dak the way you blitz Watson, because Watson got to a point, and where he is right now, it's, you know, Watson first read and then he tucks it and runs. And if you can make him make a quick decision or have to get off that first read, like, there was nothing else. Like, I don't know if they're going to have the same game plan against Dak, nor would I think it would be as successful against Dak and this Cowboys team. And then the game is really reliant on Burns and Thibodeau getting home and Sexy Dexy getting home, because right now they don't have the depth in the backfield, the defensive backfield, to throw the blitzes and feel like you're going to be able to guard CeeDee Lamb. Like, I'm very afraid that they are going to make big plays down the field. So the thing you need to see from the Giants is keep them off the field and run the football, long sustained touchdown drives. That's the only way I see the Giants keeping it close. I think Dak is going to light it up. I think going into this whole season, this is the part of the Giants that scared us all the most, and now they're dealing with injuries, and it's a pissed off Dak Prescott and a pissed off Cowboy team. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. I do not have a great feeling about this game for the New York Giants, but that's the way, the only way I foresee them keeping this game close. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Jude in Secaucus. What's up, Jude?
All right, I was talking about the Giants.
Yes, sir.
We all know how tonight's game is going to end. Giants are going to be in it the whole time, maybe even get a big lead, and then Dallas is going to have that last drive like they always do in prime time and beat them at the end.
Yeah, I honestly, that's not like you say like they always do. They got beat 40 to nothing.
Well, I mean, back 8 years ago.
In the game at MetLife Stadium last year. I mean, they were outscored 80. It's like 87-6 against the Cowboys last year. So the idea that the Cowboys are going to need a last second drive to beat the Giants. I mean, maybe you're right. I'm not saying it's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I just don't think it goes along with like always, because like always the Giants get their ass kicked by the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, you're right. I meant back to that. But I have an interesting theory about the quarterback situation, what they're doing. I don't know. Maybe it's just kind of a wild theory I've been throwing around
with the Giants.
Yes, okay. I don't think they're going to trade the farm for a quarterback until Arch Manning.
Say that one more time.
I don't think they're going to trade the farm to get a quarterback until Arch Manning is available. Instead of saying so.
Yeah, well,
they're horrible this year, and they got to go up. I don't think they're going to move up. I think they'll wait another year.
Well,
they should have kept Barkley, right?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. First of all, you make it sound like, it's just easy. They'll trade up and get, I mean, you have to be in a position to trade up. You got to be close enough, means you're losing football games. And you got to have a partner willing to trade it. You need teams with quarterbacks already to be at the top of the draft. Like, that's the issue. So, I mean, right now, you look at the teams that are losing, who might be at the top of the draft. I mean, let's look at the 0-3 teams for a second. Like right now, the Cincinnati Bengals, I don't expect them to continue to be there, but obviously they're not looking for a quarterback. The Jaguars, as bad as it's gotten, I don't know if they'd be drafting a quarterback. They just paid. Now, there's with that contract to Lawrence, the money's not as big now as it is for the next couple years. I think there's an out in a couple years, but still, I wouldn't expect them to be drafting a quarterback. The Tennessee Titans are 0-3. Could you see them, moving on from Will Levis? Yeah, absolutely. The Broncos 1-2. The Raiders 1-2. Raiders definitely would be in the market for quarterback. Denver just drafted Bo Nix. Cowboys and Giants. Cowboys wouldn't be in the market for quarterback, obviously. Bears 1-2 wouldn't be in the market for a quarterback. The Panthers, I don't think, would be in the market for a quarterback. San Francisco, L.A., like if you're looking at the bad teams right now who could possibly be there. Now, I know that it's the NFL season. Things change. It's only week 3. Who knows where they'll be? But if you look at teams, would the Browns be looking? I doubt it. Would the Dolphins be looking if this season goes terrible? Maybe. But like the Patriots, if they're miserable, they just drafted a quarterback. So, you need teams to not need a quarterback and be ahead of you in the top of the draft. It's not just, I don't think they'll trade up for the – They tried really hard to move up in this year's draft. But there were teams there who were definitely taking a quarterback. Washington was going to trade out of that pick. They were taking Daniels. Patriots weren't trading out of that pick. They wanted May. So you make it seem like it's just a matter of what year they want to do it. What if Manning is this unbelievable prospect and plays great and is going to be the first pick in the draft? I mean, everybody's going to want him. It's not just like, the Giants will get him because they had Eli Manning. And that'll be the year they're finally willing to trade up. You got to have a partner. You got to have someone who's willing to trade up. And you got to be bad enough where you're relatively close. Because if you win 8 or 9 games and you're picking 16, 17, good luck moving up to the top pick. Right? That's why... this is all why I wanted to get rid of the quarterback. Not because Daniel Jones is the worst, although I don't think he's very good. It's because I don't believe in him being the winning quarterback they could use or someone who could honestly change the franchise. And now they're stuck with a guy who gets hurt all the time making money, and he'll probably win you just enough games to hurt you moving on from him. Like, it's just a vicious cycle. It's a vicious cycle that the Giants are in. I'm tired of it. Because honestly, I believe that they're going to be 1-3 after this week. And what are you doing at 1-3? Like, honestly, what are the Giants doing at 1-3? All right, they had a relatively good performance against Washington, offensively at least, and, you know, scored 3 touchdowns and still lost the game to a team that didn't score any. Amazing. I don't know how they did it, but they found ways to lose. And yes, I was rather impressed with their ability to bounce back from the start of the game, the fumble and the touchdown, the way the defense dominated the football game, Malik Nabers and Daniel Jones doing what they did, the offense actually looking functioning and everything. That was a nice, solid, complete victory against the lousy Cleveland Browns. But if they get blown out of this game, which I have a sneaking suspicion they will, what are they doing at 1-3? And how does it serve them to keep winning? Like, it'll still be too early to go into tank mode, and I'll still be rooting for them to win. But if I'm being honest with myself, for what? For what? And I don't want to feel like that because I want to have optimism. I do. They're coming off a good win. They played well the last 2 weeks. Daniel Jones has been very good and solid the last 2 weeks with multiple touchdown passes. I don't want to have this conversation, but it's hard not to think this way when I expect the game to go the way the game is going to go, in my mind. And I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping they can run the football. I'm hoping they do dominate in time and possessions. I'm hoping they do have long, sustained drives that end up in the end zone. Maybe Dak gets a pick, or, you know, Burns has another strip sack. And they because I have a hard time believing they're going to be able to limit this Cowboy offense. And while they had a good first half against Cleveland, and they scored 3 touchdowns against Washington, it's not like they've put up a ton of points. And to me, if they want to win this game, they're probably going to have to score 28-30, minimum. And are the Giants capable of doing that? So how do you avoid having to do that as much as possible? You keep Dak off the field. And you have long, sustained drives. And Washington didn't believe that they could do it. Minnesota didn't believe they can do it, and they certainly couldn't. And can this Giant football team go up the field running and go down the field running the football and making plays on third down? And can Daniel Jones continually put out good, long, sustained drives? That's going to be the question, because I don't trust the defense to stop the Cowboys at all. At all. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. So we'll talk a little football as the Giants and Cowboys get ready to go battle tonight, Thursday Night Football, live from MetLife Stadium.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.